Are there other questions?
Yes, our next question comes from Eric Escola from WCCO Radio.
Governor, the Parks and Trail Association was really fired up about, I think it was a $26 million trails initiative that it had proposed. How much of that got in, and can you discuss why you settled on the amount you did?
Yeah, there are some monies in the bill for state parks and trails. We have not committed much to local trails. We're trying to find that definition between projects of statewide significance and projects that have more concentrated local significance. But I think I'll also ask Jean Merriam to comment on that. And I think you'll find in the bill some monies for state trails, but not much money, if any, for what has been considered local projects. Go ahead, Jean.
Eric, the amount that we've got in the bill for state trails is $2 million. The initiative that has been launched by the Parks and Trails Council came fairly late in the process, just in the last couple of months. I first became aware of it. They're in the neighborhood of looking at, I forgot the number exactly, but something in the high 20s. And I think long-term they've got a lot of good ideas, but it just wasn't in soon enough. You know, these started with recommendations, requests that agencies had to have over the Department of Finance 6 months ago. And we weren't aware of that initiative at that time.
And Eric, overall, if it turns out, you know, they are able to put some further definition or specifics around that during this session or in an upcoming session, we'd certainly, you know, want to try to be supportive of those kinds of initiatives. But as Gene said, it came in late, and we had gotten the bill kind of framed up by then.
And Commissioner, what about for the state parks? And I don't have the rundown in front of me. Is there anything of unique interest for the state parks in your proposal?
We've got $2 million for state park acquisition, primarily for or entirely for inholdings in state parks. As private lands within the statutory boundaries of state parks become available, particularly in the North Shore, where there's some critical areas, we're looking at being in position to make those acquisitions. And we have about another $3 million in state park infrastructure rehab and development. And there are some initiatives there. But you recall that, Eric, that 2 years ago that there was a very significant piece for state parks, and quite frankly, the department is still digesting some of that.
Can you just refresh folks, Gene, what that state park initiative was and the process you're going to digest the initiative from 2 years ago?
Well, Governor, the number was, and I don't remember the exact number, but it was 20-some million dollars for park acquisition and development. We anticipate that we will be through, use all of those resources. I'm anticipating by the end of this calendar year, as we go through one more season, but there are still things we're doing in the aftermath of that significant capital investment from 2 years ago.
Other questions?
Thank you. Our next question comes from Conrad DeFreebray, Minnesota Star Tribune.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Conrad.
I've been away for 3 weeks or so, and it seems like you're doing business differently now. Where the heck are you, and why are we doing it this way? And then I have a real question also that I'll throw in here. One you might not necessarily want to answer. You keep talking about the percentage of your bonding bill that this initiative represents. How much is that whole thing?
Well, coincidentally, I'm sitting in the parking lot of a regional park in Dakota County on my way to the zoo, but we pulled over to do this conference call, so I'm at the Dakota County Lebanon Hills Regional Park, and we're sitting here in the beautiful entryway to the park. That's where I am personally, and then in terms of the percentage of the bonding bill, I won't say till Wednesday what the total bonding bill amount is, but when you look at this number of $147 million for environment and conservation, and plus if you add the zoo number, or at least some part of it, you'll see that as a percent of the overall bill, it's a very significant commitment. Other questions?
Next question comes from Dennis Lane from Pioneer Press.
Good morning, Governor. Is there anything in here on the MEI-sponsored Impaired Waters Initiative that you're considering?
Commissioner Corrigan, I'll defer to you on that. Commissioner Corrigan?
Yeah. Hi, Dennis. How are you? The CREP part of the bonding proposal really speaks to the non-point source issues that we've been talking about within the Clean Water Initiative. A good portion of the CREP dollars will go to the Southeast BALM group, the Basin Alliance for the Lower Mississippi, as well as to the Red River Watershed Initiative up there, which is also a focus area for the Governor's Clean Water Initiative. So the CREP really comes in as far as the non-point source issues. And as you know, on the Impaired Waters Initiative, what we're really talking about there is work around watershed improvement, which is exactly what CREP is.